The 60,000-seat China-built stadium has been packed with people cheering, singing, and dancing. This year's celebrations are running under the theme Zimbabwe at 39, Embracing Devolution for Vision 2030, feeding into the government's efforts to grow the country into an upper-middle-income economy by 2030.In his keynote speech at the event, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated his administration's commitment to reviving the country's economy.
Let us consolidate our hard-won independence through disciplined focus on the development of the economy and improvement in the quality of life of our people. To this end,Administration continues to engage a broader spectrum of our society to help sharpen government's perspective on issues across the socio-economic and political spectrum.
The celebrations come at a time when the country is witnessing a fresh wave of price increases of most basic commodities. Mnangagwa slammed businesses for hiking prices, saying it brought about suffering to the people.
This conduct by stakeholders in business, in industry and commerce is inhuman, unethical, unpatriotic, and goes against the grain of economic dialogue which the Second Republic has espoused.
Mnangagwa has also spent some time mourning the lives lost due to Cyclone Idai, saying the disastrous storm has left a grievous scar on the nation. He thanked the whole nation and international society for their contributions in disaster relief and recovery.
I would like once again thank the nation for the collective response to Cyclone Idai and the generous contributions to the relief efforts. I wish to, however, mention in particular countries like China and many others who donated several quantities of medicines, tents, food, and non-food items. This proves that we remain one big family despite our distinct geographical locations.
New Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Guo Xiaochun, was among the foreign dignitaries attending the celebrations. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.